This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV show today, now live, as we always are, at 7 after the hour, Thursday, May 17th. We're 2 days beyond the middle of the month of May, Jennifer. What do you think of that?
I think that's fantastic, because that's where we are, Dougie.
Yes, it is. We are where we are.
Why do you love to do that?
We ams where we ams. I don't know. I just like to tease you. You know how that goes. Jennifer's here. Victoria's off today. Kara's chilling at the control. She'll be gone next week. We'll worry about that then. Let's get to what's trending right now, right here, in this very moment in time, as the third rock from the sun hurtles itself toward who knows what.
Well, a couple of stories trending today, and the focus is still on North Korea. Apparently, there are some who are speculating. The reason that Kim Jong-un has said maybe he might back away from this meeting is that he needs more time to hide his nuclear arsenal.
Really? Thought he was blowing it all up.
Now, well, that's right. That's what we heard, that he was going to do this ceremonial explosion May 23rd through May 25th. He was going to blow up some of his sites. But instead, it seems that the thought is that maybe that was already a dormant facility that he was going to blow up just for cameras and for the media, and that maybe he's in the process of trying to hide the nukes. However,
are you trying to start a conspiratorial theory?
No, I'm just, you know, this is just the most recent report. There's also a report that John Bolton, who's the national security advisor, made a little bit of a gaffe the other day when he was talking about
Bolton
North
made
Korea.
A gaffe. Did he shave off his mustache?
Look, I know you don't like him. I actually really like him. I think he's a smart guy. But he said he was asked a question about what the policy for North Korea would be, and he said, well, we could equate it to the policy that we did with Libya. Well, the problem with Libya is that Gaddafi ended up dead, and the other school of thought is maybe Kim Jong-un heard that and said, I don't know if I want to go in that same vein as
going
Gaddafi
into the summit and coming out in a body bag.
Right, dead. Exactly. So speculation is still on.
Yeah.
About whether or not this summit will take place. President Trump was asked yesterday at the White House, and he gave his answer that he's given every time he's been asked about North Korea, and that is, we'll see. We'll see if it happens.
Does he have a gun?
Who?
Trump.
Trump? Does he have a gun? Yeah. I don't know. I guess so. Why?
I don't want to know whether he had a gun, whether he had a licensed gun, and whether he was licensed to carry, and whether he ever carried or not. Does anybody ever know what... I don't know whether George Bush had a gun. I doubt Clinton had a gun.
Well, I mean, right now, I don't think that he would need one. He's got the Secret Service.
No, just speculating, you know. He could put one in his back pocket, and when Kim Jong-un comes in, he could be just like Raymond Reddington on the blacklist. Blam, blam. And it could be self-defense. Who knows? Blam, blam.
I'm sure in real life he may have had one, but now I think he doesn't need to worry about that.
So,
all right,
I just kind of want to, it seems to me, from if I can put pieces together of this, the White House is kind of brushing aside these threats by Kim Jong-un, still saying it's hopeful the meeting is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think that was Sarah Sanders has said that any number of times, hasn't she?
Well, because the thought is that we just don't really know what he's doing. And I think the White House is saying, you know, he's probably doing this for leverage to test it. It's kind of what I thought yesterday, which is he's sort of trying to test and see how much pull he has with South Korea and the United States. But this new report that maybe he's not serious is also a possibility, because I think what we've always said is you can't trust this guy. He's running a murderous regime. Mm-hmm. And if he is trying to move his stuff underground, that's what Iran did. In an effort to try to play the United States, I mean, quite frankly, I think he's just messing with the wrong administration. I don't think they're going to let him do that.
Are we that playable? Are we that gullible? Are we
the precedent was set with the Iran deal, and you know, people go nuts, and this is not a criticism of President Obama, except for the fact that it was a bad deal. It's not a criticism necessarily of him, but I think they were so desperate to have a deal with Iran that they put together a deal that was almost just, it was worth the paper that it was written on. And I don't think you're going to get that same thing from this administration because they were so critical of that deal and they just tore it up with Iran the last time. You need to have a deal where Americans can go in at any time to be able to check and see if any facilities are in use. And I think maybe Kim Jong-un is just trying to follow his in the footsteps of his friends in Iran, thinking he can hide the nuclear sites from American inspectors. And I don't think that's going to happen this time.
Okay.
Plus, the technology is a lot better now, too.
Yeah. All right.
So, speaking of technology, yes, we have to always talk about our friends in Florida because Florida somehow, they get the weirdest stories, right? The weirdest things happen in Florida.
Yeah.
They're apparently having a mosquito problem throughout the state of Florida, which I think we can all attest to. If you've been there, it's a little swampy. It's a little humid.
You got my first mosquito bite last night taking Daisy May for a walk.
See, you got one too. Well, maybe this will be coming to Massachusetts. Well, the U.S. Transportation Secretary, Elaine Chao, who's Mitch McConnell's wife, named Lee County's Mosquito Control Outfit one of only 10 state, local, and tribal government entities to be selected for the Federal Aviation Administration's Unmanned Aircraft Systems Integration Pilot Program. That's a mouthful. Yeah. What that means is that Lee County in Florida is trying to control their mosquitoes, and they're doing it using drones.
Dusting drones.
Yeah, the FAA is working with this. The federal government and Florida's local Lee County officials are battling mosquitoes through a federal drone program. So if you're in Lee County and you see drones flying overhead, they're not taking pictures of you. They're actually killing mosquitoes.
Kill those damn mosquitoes.
I think it's kind of interesting, yeah.
How come there are no mosquitoes in California? None.
There are a few.
Never. I never been bitten by a mosquito.
Well, you don't get bitten by them so much, but we have West Nile virus. My neighbors, I think, were breeding it over there with their dog ranch. Yeah.
Well, that's your neighbors. Time for you to move out. Come on. Let's go. Move it or lose it. 14 after the hour, how does aging affect your sleep? Or maybe it's the other way around. How does sleep affect your aging? Getting a good night's rest is very important. 7 hours. And then I talked to a great friend of mine yesterday who's helping me set up the ice cream store on the campus of Eastley Farm, my dairy farm here. And he was complaining about his lack of energy, loss of energy late in the day. I said, take a nap. He looked at me and said, really? I said, yeah, I take daytime naps every single day. And he said, okay, I'll try that. Because if you get less than 6 hours of sleep, the value of your life goes down by 16%, especially if you're between the ages of 18 and 54. There are all kinds of things that people use to help themselves get a good night's rest. Jennifer will tell you the best way to get a good night's rest from her perspective is to make sure that that MyPillow that she has is all fluffed up and puffed up and ready to go to work to hold her beautiful neck and head in the particular cradle that she likes it to be in. Because once you put yourself into that, you go to sleep and you stay supported. That's really kind of what the pillow does. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. It fills in all the gaps.
Yeah. Gaps. No gaps. You want to have a good pillow, gapless pillow. That's what my pillow is. Order your My Pillows today. Get four for the price of two. This is the deal that has sort of been the mainstay of this company. You know what it costs. Well, I don't know. You know what it costs. You don't know what it costs to make all these pillows. 1,500 people in this fabulous factory in Minnesota. And Mike Lindell, who's the guy who came up with the idea because he couldn't get a good night's rest on his own, felt he had the same problem I just explained to you, not getting enough good sleep. It's good sleep. It's not being in bed for 7 hours. It's getting good rest for 7 hours. Because sleep not only is good for your longevity, it enhances your immune system, helps prevent weight gain, improves your mental health, prevents diabetes and heart disease, increases fertility, all of those things and more. So check it out. Order your MyPillow today at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. And you'll get two for the price of four. No, that doesn't sound right. How about you get four for the price of two? That's a much better deal. Four pillows for the price of two. Stop tossing and turning during the night. Get your MyPillows for everybody in your house. And there's so many other great things at MyPillow.com as well. 50% off everything with the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. If you've made a medical appointment recently, there's a good chance you didn't see an actual doctor. Over the last few years, the role of nurses has grown dramatically. Dr. Lisa Radici, Academic Dean for the School of Nursing, University of Phoenix, has more.
The University of Phoenix survey found that 8 out of 10 registered nurses agreed that healthcare professionals, besides physicians, are playing or will play a larger role in the overall management of patient care.
Radici also says that about a third of RNs say they will see an increasing role in focusing on patients' emotional well-being and getting patients back to health in an increasingly demanding environment.
A nurse's role is constantly changing. In the next 5 years, roughly 2 in 5 RNs are planning to see an increased involvement with regulations and information systems. And for this, they need continuing education, resources, and training.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Top party schools in the Princeton Review, Jennifer. Annual ranking of top colleges.
Mm-hmm.
They rank everything from academics to politics to partying. The party college on top of the list last year was University of Tennessee. Followed by Louisiana State.
Huh?
Yeah. A University of California, Santa Cruz.
Oh, see, I always think San Diego and Santa Barbara are bigger partier schools than Santa Cruz, but okay.
Really?
All right.
Florida State University and the University of Colorado.
Hmm.
How about that? College rankings as far as parties are concerned. I don't know. I would think it would be more important for us to know what colleges are really good. The people who get out of them get really good jobs and go on to be very successful. But for some reason or other, the Princeton Review thinks that the top college, well, they do rank everything from academics to politics to partying, but I'm talking now here, the college experience, if you will. So they are not only the top party schools, but this is the combination. I'm reading this sideways. They are the best at everything, these schools. University of Tennessee, oh. I don't even know much about
so these are the best at partying and
academics. Yeah. Right. So that's why the University of California, Santa Cruz, that's why that showed up better than the others that you were suggesting. But isn't it interesting what people take into account? I want to go to school to have a good time. No. You want to go to school unless you're paying for it. If you pay for the whole thing, help yourself. But if
it's
you're getting
not
help,
cheap.
No, it sure as heck isn't. You go find your own sources.
But part of college is having fun. It's not going out and doing. I mean, obviously, a lot of crazy parties, yes. But no. You want to have the social aspect of college if you go away.
21 after on the DJV show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 23 and change at the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer and I going through some of the TV. Well, she's got the stuff for tonight. I'll tell you about last night, at least what I saw. Blacklist season finale. Is Raymond Reddington really Raymond Reddington? That's the question you have after his maybe daughter gets together with his maybe other daughter and they shake it out. So you are left with a wonder whether James Spader's character is really Megan Boone's character's father or not.
Oh, my
God. To be
gosh.
Determined in the fall.
Mm.
All right. So there's that. Let's see. What Designated Survivor, I thought was. It's a very. Both of those shows are well written, they kind of hold your interest. Blacklist is coming back. Designated Survivor apparently is going to Netflix. Any more about
that,
Jennifer?
That's not official yet, but that is one of the conversations that's happening, yes.
Yeah, you bring it to some other place maybe as well. All right, so that's my review of what was on last night. And then there's an hour walk for Daisy.
Well, lots of season finales to tell you about tonight, and we'll get to those in just a moment.
That was a really lousy laugh. That was like a...
Well, because it wasn't that funny, and I was trying to be kind.
Okay. Okay. Keep going.
Look, you want me to go, all right. But I love you, and I love Daisy. I can't wait to meet her. Okay, so on True TV tonight, there is one season premiere that is happening, because all of this spring programming is going away. Now the summer stuff is coming out. It's an interesting show called The Carbonaro Effect. It's on True TV at 10 o'clock tonight. This is the season premiere, and it focuses on a mischievous magician who takes over a doctor's office and leaves an unsuspecting receptionist with an impression along with several body parts. So
that
kind of a little mystery, a little
isn't
fun.
Isn't that a kind of pasta, carbonara?
It is, actually. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Well, you know, you can have the same name. I'm sure there's a few spaghettis running around out there. Okay, Grey's Anatomy season finale is tonight, and they're losing two big characters, popular characters. Both April and Arizona will be written off of Grey's Anatomy, and in Grey's Anatomy fashion, I'm sure their departure will be dramatic. That's at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC, followed by the season finale of Station 19 at 9 and Quantico at 10.
That's going away.
CBS is got new episodes tonight of Life in Pieces at 9 o'clock and 9:30, followed by the season finale of SWAT. That's at 10 o'clock. The CW, both season finales tonight, Supernatural at 8 o'clock. That's season 13's finale, if you can believe that show's been on that long, followed by Arrow. Gotham is new tonight at 8 o'clock, and that is followed by an episode of Showtime at the Apollo at 9 on NBC. The only thing new they have tonight is at 9 o'clock. That's American Ninja Warrior. That's back for the summer. And you can tell things are starting to slow down as we get about one more week of good television, and then it'll be all summer replacement series.
Empire. Gotham is going away after next season. Did you notice that?
I'm so depressed.
Yeah, not so bad.
Great show.
All right, musically speaking, Justin Timberlake, front and center, please. If you haven't had the opportunity to meet your favorite artist yet, don't ever lose hope. At least that's the sage advice from Betty Maloney, who's 88 years old. She got FaceTime with Justin on Monday. She's nicknamed Nammy. Caught Timberlake's attention after a video went viral of her reaction to receiving tickets to his Man of the Woods tour. During the stop in Orlando, Timberlake greeted Nammy to a special meet and greet along with her daughter and granddaughters. He welcomed Nammy with a big hug as she adorably repeated, "I'm so excited to meet you." As Maloney came prepared, presenting Timberlake with a small handmade Man of the Woods themed t-shirt for his 3-year-old son, Silas. She also brought in, she gave him a little kiss on the cheek, kind of cute. Not without asking if his wife, Jessica Biel, would be upset about it. Her granddaughter posted a picture of Nammy with Justin saying, "He's a class act, y'all. Humbled by and beyond grateful for all the love shown to sweet Nammy tonight." That's very sweet. That is it. He knows. He gets it. He understands. Good for him. Justin Timberlake, 2 thumbs up. Nammy gets 2 thumbs up, too. 28 after the hour.
Parent-teacher conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher parent. And if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life. And two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely perfectly normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to present Jennifer Horn in all her regalia as we work our way through some of the things that are of interest and import today. A lot of things going on sort of around the world. Interesting that we have the folks of Turkey. You know how I talk about some of my favorite TV shows, Jennifer, and their relativity to reality. For example, Madam Secretary this past Sunday night had an episode that dealt with Turkey and what a bad leader the country has.
You mean
and
like here, white meat, dark meat, or
yeah,
no. We had a whole episode about Turkey. It was foul.
Yes. It was a right, and the audience gobbled it up.
And they gobbled it up. That's
yes.
Right.
You want to keep going, or should we? Actually,
no, I'm out. It's early. Okay. It's about as good as it gets.
Turkey urging other Islamic countries to review their ties with Israel after what's gone on there this past week on the Gaza border. For those of you who don't know, with the opening of the embassy, there has been disruption
The United States opened an embassy in Jerusalem. And interestingly enough, Guatemala has become the second country to move their Israeli embassy to Jerusalem as well.
Good for them. That's unusual, but interesting.
Yeah, it is. So now this will be more tension, supposedly. Israel, the Palestinians, I don't know whether it has any value to keep talking about this stuff, because for me it's the same old, same old. Whether the Turks are upset, everybody...
Well, it's a little different, and I think that's because we're seeing the realignment of allies, of our allies even, in the Middle East. And I think that this is strategic, actually, because we're trying to position ourselves around Iran, who is the biggest threat in the area. And if we see this movement of Turkey, who was once or is supposedly one of our NATO allies, although that's questionable, then they're realigning themselves with Iran and with some of the other countries there. That's why this is so different, because there's just a movement now of allegiance and alliance. And I think that that's the important part about this.
Yeah, I just find that it's the same old, same old. It's just more...
What I can't get over is I cannot get over the news. Again, we talk about the news media, right? We talk about the coverage of certain things.
Yes.
And what blows my mind is I've seen celebrities. I've seen Chelsea Handler. I've seen Bette Midler. I've seen a whole handful of celebrities who have taken images that the media has shown from the violence on the Gaza Strip on Monday as the embassy was being moved. This isn't a new thing. The Gaza Strip is mostly a violent area. These protests have been going on for at least a couple of weeks, but the news media just focused on them on the day that America was moving their embassy to Jerusalem. And in that, it was sad. There was a loss of life. We can feel sad because there was a loss of life. We can feel sad because there was a loss of young life. There were some kids who were killed in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who were killed are part of Hamas. They are part of a terrorist group.
Well, and the kids weren't. The children.
Oh, yes, they were. They were being used. Well, they were being used as human shields, at least, by Hamas. Hmm. And
well,
so
yeah,
the
okay.
fact that the news media is showing this as Israeli violence on Palestinians is only a half truth. The other part of this is that Hamas, a very bad terrorist group, was the one out there lying to their own people, telling them that the Israeli soldiers had moved off the border and that they should try to storm the border fence, and that's why these people got themselves killed. That's not being reported. And I don't know.
It's the same old, same old in that Hamas is the antagonist, not the Palestinian people, and the news media sort of lumps them all together. The Palestinians are pretty much the same as the average Palestinian, the average Jerusalem, well, the average Israeli, not just Jerusalem, not just somebody that lives in Jerusalem, but the average Israeli, the average Christian from these areas. I've said this over and over and over again. It became very clear to me, and I think even my second visit, I've been to Israel 5 times, and the second visit it became clear to me because I met some of the children of these families that live in Jerusalem going to school together, Christian children with Islamic children, with Jewish children going to the same school even. And the articulation
of...
Well,
the kids typically don't care. It's the parents.
Well, it's not either that they don't care. They all understand what's going on, how they're being played as they grow up. But they're fighting against ignorance because the schools, the Palestinian schools, are nowhere near as good as the Israeli schools or the Christian schools. So, and that's by almost design, because the Palestinians are controlled, in a sense, the money that's spent by them for government services is monitored and controlled by Hamas. So you don't ever have, there's never a chance to get them out of their ignorance, which is just, that's really, when you have people who are intelligent or who are articulate or who are educated, these sorts of things don't usually happen. They don't fall prey to the leadership of a Hitler type. Arafat is the other name, the first leader of the Palestinian, the PLO and Hamas and stuff. So, anyway, it goes around and around. But Guatemala, as I said, became the second country, and now it looks like the Paraguayans are going to move their embassy to Jerusalem as well this month. And then there are a couple of other countries considering a similar move. So, that's sort of, it's just interesting how the world, what is it, the world squirms or turns or whatever it's doing. Speaking
America
of that,
has power, and when they go, other places will follow, or yeah. not, as we're seeing with Turkey and then with the South American countries.
Yeah. Here's the Senate Intelligence Committee's report on what Russia did or didn't do to help Trump or hurt Clinton. Matter of fact, the Intelligence Committee said yesterday it agrees with U.S. intelligence agencies' assessment that the Russians were trying to help Donald Trump and hurt Hillary Clinton in the election. The conclusion was bipartisan, announced by the chairman of the, both the chairman and vice chairman of the committee, Mark Warner and Richard Burr.
It's Richard Burr, yeah.
Yeah. A closed hearing with the director of national intelligence, James Clapper, and the CIA director, John Brennan, and Mike Rogers, who was the former secretary, National Security Agency director. So what does this mean, Jennifer? Why should we care whether or not the Senate, because the House isn't going to agree with this, so why?
The House already didn't. The House said that Russia meddled, but they said that they meddled on both sides. And there's been evidence to that effect, that they did meddle. In fact, Mueller's investigative team went after those Russian, he filed 13 indictments against Russians who were meddling in the election, for, I guess, the lack of a better term. And they were meddling on both sides. They were having, actually on the same day, rallies for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, really set to cause political chaos in the country. But the Senate committee sees it like the intelligence community did, and that is that the meddling he did on behalf of Hillary Clinton to cause chaos was far surpassed by the amount that was favorable to Donald Trump. But this still just boils down to Russia buying Facebook ads, Russia trying to influence on social media people's behaviors, whether or not to show up to the polls or when they get there, who to vote for. So for me, this has been happening for a long time. Russia is meddling in people's elections all over the place. Just ask Western Europeans if Russia tries to get involved with their elections. It happens all the time. So I think I'm not trying to downplay it. I think we should try to figure out how Russia does meddle, how they use their cyber skills to meddle in our elections with advertising and such. But I don't know about you, but I've never chosen who to vote for based on someone's ad or a story on social media.
It's gut for me.
So I'm sure it happens to people who maybe are not as politically aware, but it does boil down to responsibility when you go to the polls to become an educated citizen of this country and learn about who you're voting for and make the right choices. And that's probably more important to underscore than anything else about keeping people out of elections, because people are always going to meddle. We meddle in other countries' elections. It's just it's something, sadly, that we do right now in this time and space.
Really? I'm shocked to hear that. Gina Haspel clearing the Senate Intelligence Committee 10-5 vote, so that takes care of party wrangling there, right? Both sides are for her, it would seem.
She hasn't been fully nominated yet, or she hasn't been fully confirmed yet, but she was advanced out of committee with the recommendation to be nominated. And that was because she got the approval of Mark Warner, who we just talked about.
Right.
I think Heidi Heitkamp from Missouri also came over across the aisle, Democrat, and Bill Nelson from Florida said that he would also support her. And that's because she really is a good candidate. She was getting a lot of heat for enhanced interrogation techniques that happened after 9/11 under the Bush administration, but they confirmed with bipartisan support John Brennan, who was the highest up, like the fourth highest in the CIA when those practices were in place. So to make her take the blame for it when she was kind of just an operative at the time, it didn't seem to be very fair. She assured Mark Warner that she wouldn't use enhanced interrogation techniques during her tenure at the CIA, so that was apparently enough to satisfy him. So yeah, she's moving on.
And Madam Secretary has approved her as well.
And Madam Secretary.
She's all set now. 44 past the hour. What happens to the money that's being paid out by Michigan State for the Larry Nassar victims? We'll find out about that. Jennifer, I'll have that story after I tell you the benefits of Life Change Tea. The benefits. After all, that's why you'd be moved. Once I explain the benefits, you'd be moved to going online to getthetea.com and order some of this awesome tea that I drink all through the course of the program. Its benefits include getting rid of constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, bloating, excess gas in general, belching, all that horrible stuff that's pretty impolite to exercise when you're in public. Here's the deal. You call, or you can go online. Either way, you're going to get the benefits of Get the Tea. I think ordering it online is probably the best. Go to GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and they ship the Get the Tea to you. Get ready for more energy. Cleanse the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, the processing crap that's in your system out. Flush it out. That's how it works. The benefit is this proprietary herbal formula is a gentle daily cleanse. So if you haven't been eating as well as you would like to, and you're kind of frustrated with where your tummy is, then why don't you go online right now? GetTheTea.com and use the discount code the DJV. It's not available in stores. You got to get it online at GetTheTea.com. Got that, Jennifer? GetTheTea.com with discount code DJV, free shipping. I think once you have experienced this, the formula as it is will change. It'll make you feel stronger. I kind of like it that way, too. So the potential is great for cleansing the system at GetTheTea.com.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hi, Jen. This big payment, $500 million in settlements to pay off the students, these sexual assaults that were done by Larry Nassar, hundreds of lawsuits. So how much does, let's see, were there 300 people involved in this? Trying to divide the money.
There were 300 victims. Yeah, this is pretty crazy. So they finally.
But where does the money come from? Him or the state?
That's the question. Yeah. No, I think it comes from the school because this is a lawsuit over the school
for having him
on the staff. That's right. So it'll come from the taxpayers, probably.
Right.
Jamie White is the attorney who represented these dozens of women who sued the university. $425 million is to be paid now. $75 million will be held in reserve. And Michigan State is facing roughly 300 victims, according to the figures. Penn State paid out $109 million, by example, to 35 victims in the Sandusky scandal. Larry Nassar, just as a reminder, was sentenced to 60 years in federal prison on child pornography charges. He's in a federal facility in Tucson, Arizona, and he faces a 40 to 175-year sentence. Michigan State will pay for the settlement under careful review and scrutiny by parents, students, alumni, and financial rating agencies. John Engler is the interim president there. He said that the costs will be covered by tuition and state aid, so taxpayer money. Lawmakers have said that no state aid should be used. The school brought in $859 million in tuition in 2016-2017, according to its audited financial statements. I don't know. I mean, I guess...
Would something like this affect whether you wanted to send your child to Michigan State?
That's what I'm getting at. If they think they're going to use tuition, how many parents are going to be sending their kids to Michigan State right now?
Pay off this guy. Or
right.
pay the settlement for this guy, what he was.
I would imagine they'd see enrollments drop.
Yeah. I would think so. Yep. All right, so that's the Larry Nassar story. What a boy, the guy. He's not going to make it long anyway. Somebody will shiv him. 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need
need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time to think about technology now here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria off today, so I'm going to have the pleasure of kind of ferreting my way through these stories, but Kara's going to hold my hand in case I fumble and bumble, which she knows she can trust me. First item of interest, Amazon Prime. This is for those of you who are members of Amazon Prime. You remember that they purchased Whole Foods last year. Well, they've decided to offer Prime members 10% off more, an additional 10% off sale items when they shop at Whole Foods. The additional discount will apply to hundreds of products all through the store. In order to get the discount, if you're a Prime member, you have to scan the Whole Food app at checkout after signing into the app with your Prime membership. The new discounts start in Florida this week and will expand around the country later on during the summer. Earlier this year, you may remember, companies launched two-hour delivery on Whole Foods groceries in 10 cities. Now they're going to expand that offer as well. Eligible Prime members get 5% back on Whole Foods purchases when you use the Amazon Prime Visa card. So it's like flying, you know, on American Airlines. You get the same, you know, they get 5% here, 10% mileage, all that stuff.
This is great, except now you have to, this year, you have to, there's that increase in how much you have to pay for Amazon Prime. So it's like 20, 25 bucks more, so you can pay that and then get 10% off.
So you pay more to get less. Yeah, hello.
I guess it's nice that they're giving you something, but you still have to pay more for it. So,
in a manner of speaking, Lyft joining Uber in a story in a moment. First, though, Apple has announced their earnings with surprising stats about the iPhone 10.
The Geek Out. The battle for smartphone sales is always heated, and it recently took a surprising turn when Apple announced their 2018 Q1 earnings. Prior to Tim Cook's announcement, the tech rumor mill was flooded with predictions of the failure of the iPhone X. But instead, Cook reported that Apple sold 52 million iPhones in that quarter and that the 10 was the best selling. Overall, global smartphone sales are down, and despite being down 2% themselves, Samsung still holds the number one global spot and Apple is number two. But listen to this. Apple's $100 billion just in iPhone revenue in the last two quarters is $10 billion more than all of the money Microsoft made in 2017.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
All right, let's find out what is going on with Uber and Lyft working together. They are trying to end forced arbitration for sexual assault victims of their drivers. The competitor Lyft says it no longer will force victims of sexual assault into arbitration. That info came hours after Uber said the same thing. Basically, a lot of sexual assaults and abuse by drivers. I don't know if a lot, that may not be fair, but there are enough to get people's attention. So this update applies to riders and drivers and employees who will be able to choose the venue in which they want to pursue redress of their sexual harassment or assault claims. Why in the world? I look at this and I think to myself, how do they, they're sort of admitting they're guilty here instead of being better at finding folks to drive for them. If you have a tighter rein on the people you let come to work with you, it seems to me you have a less chance. The insurance on this must be horrible, must be horrendous. There was an investigation by CNN that sort of prompted all of this. They found that 103 Uber drivers here in the U.S. have been accused of sexually assaulting or abusing their passengers over the past couple of years. Drivers were either arrested, either that or they're wanted by police at the moment. They've been named in civil suits. At least 31 drivers have been convicted for crimes ranging from forcible touching and false imprisonment to rape. And other civil cases are pending against them. Good God. The CNN review, using the same methodology, found 18 cases of Lyft drivers accused of the same kind of thing. Why? I use I use Uber quite a bit. I've never used Lyft because I always thought Uber was okay. But this kind of stuff, this is bad PR for them, man. Bad PR. All right, well, maybe we should start the Stefan service. What about that, Kara? The Stefan ride service.
On your tractor. Sounds great.
That's it. Move everybody on a tractor.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.